Welcome to a new episode of Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
I'm Larry Bly.
You say that with a question. And Mike.
Oh, well, wouldn't you know it, Mike's still getting ready. Not quite ready for Primetime. That's okay.
Well, the last time I see Mike was eating like a pig. Yeah. What's he doing? His teeth?
Yeah.
Brushing his teeth. I love it. Well, welcome to a new episode of Two Larrys and a Mike. And are you doing okay? You know, last time we were talking about your trip to the VA.
Yeah, no, well, I got to tell you, Lair, I've experienced, as many have, the old pandemic weight gain, the pandemic punch, we call it. My family and friends now refer to me as our little dumpling. You know, I bent over the other day to tie my shoe.
Yeah.
And somebody stenciled "Get out the vote" on my rear end, along with four polling places and six phone numbers. Yeah. But up, rim shot. That's enough.
Well, before we get to our novelty songs this week, I guess we should make note of another musical celebrity loss in the month of October, that being Jerry Jeff Walker.
Well, that was a big one, too, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, from Austin, Texas, died at the age of 78. He was born Ronald Clyde Crosby.
Mr. Bojangles.
Mr. Bojangles.
You're going to do a little montage for us?
Yeah, I got a little a montage of Mr. Bojangles, of course.
See, I've read the script this week. I know where we're going.
And a lot of people like to cover the song Mr. Bojangles. We start off here with Jerry Jeff Walker. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to dive into Neil Diamond, John Denver, Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, no, not Sammy Davis.
Sammy Davis Jr., you know, got to give it that Vegas twist.
By the way, Sammy Davis, he actually sang this song for Dick Nixon in the White House and brought Dick Nixon to tears.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
I did not know that. Well, of course, you know, a lot of people remember the version by Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Best one of them all.
Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles dance. Knew a man Bojangles and he'd dance for you in worn out shoes.
I knew a man Bojangles and he'd dance for you in worn out shoes.
I knew a man Bojangles and he'd dance for you.
Jump so high, jump so high, and then he'd lightly touch down.
My favorite, the Viking Six and Fred Freelance.
Oh, yes. And I should have known you were going to do that.
I mean, just an awesome version.
We thought Fred Freelance was Mr. Bojangles. It was his entire act for the last 30 years of his life, as a matter of fact.
Mr. Bojangles. Man in the next cell said, you see that dried up gray-haired old man over there, says his name's Bojangles. Hey, boy, you Bojangles, let's see you dance. God, he danced, he could dance.
But yeah, you know, that was just one of those standout songs that in its day, it seems like everybody wanted to do a cover version of it. Did you know that Jerry Jeff Walker first recorded the song in 1968?
Get out of here.
For his album of the same name, Jerry Jeff Walker. And he had been battling throat cancer, I think it was 3 years.
No, I don't know.
So, I wasn't aware of that as well. So, boy, what a loss.
Tommy DeVito passed away. He was with Four Seasons.
Yeah.
26 singles he was on, Flip Sides 2, and was on Sherry and Big Girls Don't Cry. And he died at the age of 92 from COVID-19. Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
Make it all that time. It's like being living to be 100 years old and you go out and get run over by a truck. rock. It's terrible. It's just awful. On your way to your 100th birthday party, someone runs over.
So does that mean he played second fiddle to Frankie Valli?
Frankie Valli, that's right.
Okay.
And he also voiced some of the songs, too. Edna Wright passed away.
Edna Wright?
Yeah. You don't remember?
No, I don't. No.
The trio of the Honeycones had... backup gold singles with Want Ads and Stick Up in 1971 on Holland Dozier Holland's Hot Wax label.
Huh.
Yeah, she passed away. How old was she? Okay. 76. She was 76 years old.
Yeah. So, shall we dive into novelty songs?
Yeah, you know, that's what we're going to do this week.
This so scares me. Just on the way over today, I thought, I'm going to do so poorly on this.
I thought so, too. Well, anyway, for those of you who don't know, for anybody lower than the age of 65, there used to be novelty records.
Right.
And they always, sometimes they were really big hits, like the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
By Boris Pickett.
Yes.
But there were lots of them. Mr. Custer, I Don't Want to Go.
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah.
So anyway, they don't do these anymore.
Mm-mm.
And they don't do comedy records anymore. We have fallen into...
I'm not sure they do comedy anymore.
I was going to say, we have fallen into an abyss, comically, in America. What I'm going to do is I'm going to see if you recognize... Well, no, we don't have to recognize them. Well, maybe we do.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go on ahead. We'll listen to a couple of them.
By the way, are there any prizes this week that I should be aware of?
Yes, as a matter of fact... well, this is kind of sad. We're going to get some French pastries today. But due to the COVID-19, we've had to discontinue our French pastry service here at the studio on Fashionable Bullet Avenue. I know how much you always enjoyed that croissant. Excuse me, did I get any in your eye? I know how much you enjoyed the course. However, I do have a Lorna Doone, which you can have. Have you ever eaten one of those?
No.
When I was growing up, my Aunt Tootsie always had cookies. And she would buy Lorna Doones, and for some reason, I thought they were good. Well, a couple of years ago, I was at Kroger.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, my gosh, they're still making Lorna Doones. I couldn't wait to get home. Well, it was either, you can either eat that or cardboard, whichever you want. They have no flavor whatsoever. Obviously, they're for dipping or something. I don't know. But anyway,
Well, that's like someone told me about candy corn. I love candy corn.
I don't.
But somebody said there is a vat somewhere in maybe the Midwest with all this candy corn. And they never make fresh.
It's the same old candy corn.
From Halloween to Halloween.
It's too sweet for me. It hurts my teeth.
Oh, really?
It really does. It hurts my teeth.
Okay.
So let's see what we got.
All right. Novelties.
Yeah, this was...
There's an old Australian stockman lying, dying.
You know what that is?
No.
You don't recognize?
No,
of course,
I really
was well before your time.
Well,
Blair.
Why shouldn't I remember that?
Tommy Kangaroo Down Sport.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
All right, yeah. Now that I do remember. Yeah.
Well, here's another one coming up here.
Itsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Yeah, I remember the song. Question is, who did it?
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. It was done by Brian Hyland. Here's another one.
What am I doing here?
There it is.
Please, Mr. Custer.
I don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
I remember the song. Who did it, though?
Please, Mr. Custer. I don't want to go. Which, by the way, is so politically incorrect. You could not release this record today.
There's so much of that.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Custer was by Larry Verne.
Oh, yeah. Old Larry.
And let me tell you, so it's a good name.
So three Larrys in a mic.
Three Larrys in a mic today.
Okay.
But I'm going to play another portion of this because the thing that destroys me about this record is the background singers had to be having a ball because they're in the background going, so listen to this.
Please, Mr. Custer.
Hear him in the background. Hysterical. They had to be having a good time. Here's another one.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Oh, yeah, witch doctor.
The witch doctor.
Yeah.
And that was by David Seville.
Of Chipmunk fame.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. It's all coming back to
Here's another one.
Monster Mash.
He did the mash.
It was a Cleveland smash. And you know, that was a hit record for him, Boris Pickett, like three times.
Now, you were telling me one time that Leon Russell played piano,
on that. I don't hear it.
Do you hear a piano on that? Maybe that's the problem.
Let's listen to it again.
Nobody ever remembers it.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
Yeah.
He did the monster mash.
How about that? I think that's the first I've ever realized there was a piano in there.
Yeah.
Let's try another one.
Okay.
I'd give a lot, though, if only I could know the answer to my question. Is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
I've heard the song. I could not tell you who sings it.
Australian, I think he was, and it was a hit record here in America, and it was by Lonnie Donegan and his skiffle group. You know, that kind of thing was a skiffle music. It was real big. And
I like Skittles.
No. You can't eat it, Larry.
Oh, okay,
you can't
sorry.
Eat it. All right, here's another one. Here.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm.
Do you remember that?
I remember the song, yes. Yes.
Oh, it was dreadful. And we had to play it like every hour for a couple of a month or two. Yeah, they're coming to take me away.
And that was?
Napoleon the 15th. And, of course, here we go.
What the heck is that?
Spike Jones.
Okay.
Practically, that's one of the older ones that we have here. Practically everything that Spike Jones did was a novelty record. Okay.
Oh, that's good. Good stuff.
And everybody's heard about the bird.
Trashman.
That's right. The Trashman.
The bird.
The bird is the word. And then finally, and this was huge.
Hello, mother.
Ah, yes.
Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
Alan Sherman?
Alan Sherman, you're pretty good. That's you did well on it.
I get one.
I didn't really expect you to guess any of those, because most of those things came well before your time at radio. But I, unfortunately, am so old, so elderly, that I had an opportunity to play all of them, except for that. I didn't play the Spike Jones, but I'm not quite that old. But anyway.
That's a great piece of work.
By the way, something else I wanted to do was a shout-out today to Aaron Thompson of WFXR, Fox 2127. They were here
when we did our
last one.
Right.
Was here with a camera, managed to get in this tiny studio with us, and really did a wonderful piece, and then also really did an extended interview in my conference room just down the hall with you and I.
Yep. Yep.
And you can see that by going to...
I have it on my Facebook page.
Oh, do you?
I know, yeah. You can check that out. Or you can WFXR.
Go on WFXR.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So cool.
And what's it called? Is it called Two Larrys and a
Mic? Two Larrys and a Mic.
Well, that's a novel thing. I wish I'd have thought about that. Anyway. So anyway, look, real quickly, and a lot of novelty hits in the 50s and 60s. It kind of went away after that. They only had a couple after
When we first talked about the whole novelty thing, I thought at the time, what is this going to be, the best of Ray Stevens?
No, well, yeah, that could be, too. I never thought about that. Well, remember the Flying Saucer, Buchanan and Goodman?
Yeah, that was
fun.
Yeah.
Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb. I never thought of that as Ed Burns and Connie Stevens. I never thought of that as a...
That's true.
Alvin's Harmonica, and of course all the Alvin stuff.
All that. David Seville, right?
Little Old Man by Bill Cosby. You remember that? 1966.
That was a great song.
67, actually. Speedy Gonzales by Pat Boone, of all people. And you know who did the voice work on in the background?
No.
Hey, Señorita, come quick. was Mel Blanc.
Really?
He's featured.
Of Bugs fame.
Of Bugs fame. Yeah, he did all the stuff on that.
Wow.
Peppina, the Italian Mouse by Lou Monti. I don't remember that one. One of the worst ones went all the way back to the 40s. Oh. It was Three Little Fishies in an Itty Bitty Pool.
Oh,
gosh, what a disgusting song. And then the And in those 50s, I think the very same guy that I just mentioned, who did I say, Monty somebody or the other, did a song called Lazy Mary.
Okay.
Lazy Mary, get out of the bed. We need the sheets for the table. Oh, and one that I wanted to have today, and I forgot to bring it in, Nervous Norvis. Transfusion. You ain't nothing but a bunch of convoluted whatever.
Okay, I've got to look for that one.
Yeah, and of course, Stan Freberg did an awful lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a lot of funny stuff. So anyway, that's it.
Wow, some good stuff. And I was looking at some novelty songs as well, which you can probably find on YouTube. I think one of my favorites, Bill Jordan, who I worked with at K92. Of course, you worked with him at WROV.
Great guy.
Toad Suckers.
What?
Do you know who did that song?
I don't even know that song.
Yeah, Toad Suckers. Well,
Toe Suckers?
Toad Suckers. Okay. Mason Williams.
Really?
Of Classical
Gas fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that?
Well, I guess you could call that a song. It's like a minute.
Them Toad Suckers! How about them Toad Suckers? Ain't they quad? Sitting there sucking them green toady frogs. Sucking them hop toads. Sucking them chunkers. Sucking them leafy types. Sucking them plunkers.
But
you all played it?
Yeah.
At
K92. Yeah, as a novelty song.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What year was that?
I don't know if it came out, though, about that, like early
80s. How did I miss 80s? That? How did I miss
early
that?
Early 80s.
Obviously.
It may have been something he did, because it's a live live audience, so it may have been part of his
obviously,
nightclub.
Obviously, I was listening to ROV. I didn't hear it.
Ooh.
You want to play a contest, or you want me to?
Oh, let's...
Okay, what about...
Hopefully, I'll do a little bit better on the contest.
Our seconds guessing today is they're all Beatles songs.
Oh, boy.
Because I feel like we've got some younger demos starting to join us. I think we're below the age of, 75.
Okay, all right. Well,
so I thought I would bring in some newer music.
I need Sammy Oakey for this.
Okay. Not Sammy. I love Sammy. He's a great pal. I know he's of yours, too. So tell me what this is.
Okay.
That's impossible. I know it's impossible.
A Ticket to Ride.
Let Me Do.
Oh, okay.
Should have known that, Larry. Now, that's an easy
one. Is that please Me?
No,
it is. I want to hold your hand.
I want to hold your hand.
Okay.
All right, here's another one.
Hard Day's Night.
See, I thought that you would get that one just on one note. Just on a single note. That's what it was, Hard Day's Night. Here comes another one.
I Feel Fine.
Yep. Very distinctive note that was.
Had one.
We're going to have another one later on.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
Okay.
Here's what we're
doing. Day Tripper.
You got it. Day Tripper. Gosh, you're good today. Really good today. Here we go.
Eleanor Rigby.
I kind of figured you'd get that one. Yes, Eleanor Rigby.
Kind of hard to hide that one.
I know this one's even easier.
Oh,
I think.
Boy.
I think it is. No, it isn't.
All You Need Is Love.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Let's try this one here.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, but I say go.
You say,
you got it. You got it.
Yep.
You say,
and I say,
hello, goodbye.
Yes.
You were so close. So close. Anyway, here's
I couldn't make up my mind. Oh, what is that? I'm blank.
The Ballad of John and Yoko.
Ah.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
You'll catch it. It's the opening parts of it. Then you start singing right then.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I decided to give you, just to help you out today, I give you an easier one.
Okay.
See if you can figure out what this one
is. All right,
go.
What do you think that is, Larry?
Paperback writer?
And finally, and you don't have to guess this one because everybody knows, it's probably the most famous single sustained note in musical history.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Long one, isn't it?
That is.
It's a long one. It's from A Day in the Life. It's the final note. And George Martin, who was just brilliant, absolutely brilliant,
yeah,
said to them, he says, I want the final note to be big, huge. I want it to be a piano, one note.
Yeah.
And they said, well, that's just, you know, how do we sustain that? And he says, we'll do that electronically. But he says, we're going to take one piano, uh-huh, and one single note, yeah, and we're going to multiply it over and over and over and over again to make it sound as big as it can possibly be. And that's how they wow came up with that huge sound at the end of it.
That's great. Well, once again, I win nothing.
No, you don't win a thing.
So, let me see. Do we have...
No. You would have won.
Oh, I would have won.
A Beatles White Album T-shirt, which is just a white T-shirt with nothing on it.
So I would have won.
Perhaps. I'm not sure, but anyway, perhaps. Well,
I would like to say that would have been a collector's item.
Oh, you want to hear a radio bit?
I would love. We're going to do what, radio tales now? Well, one of your radio tales?
I'm not going to tell. This one's an actual recording from off the air, ROV.
Okay.
Lave and Larry did, Saturday mornings. We called it Saturday Live from Roanoke on ROV for about 10 or 12 years, best kept secret in the world. Everyone was listening to you guys over on K92. I used to say, you know, Laban, it would be much better. The station would just pay us to go around to the five or six homes of people listening to the show. But we had an awful lot of fun. We really did. And occasionally we would call prank somebody.
Okay.
Prank call someone. Yeah, here we go.
P. Capers.
Is it pretty there, please?
Yes, she is. This is she.
Jean?
Yes.
This is Mr. Parker here in Roanoke.
Uh-huh.
And I know you all have a lot of specials and everything every day, Pea Capers. I was wondering, I can't find this anywhere. Are you all going to be featuring moose lips?
Moose lips?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's a Canadian delicacy that's brought down here in the spring. You may never heard of them?
No.
Moose lips? You never, really?
No.
Well, ask and see if anybody else has there. You got somebody there at the cash register?
Hang on a minute. You ever heard of moose lips? You ever heard of moose lips?
You got all kinds of stuff, he said.
Gene?
Yeah?
Have you ever heard of Laban and Larry?
Oh, shit.
And she proceeded to say some words that, honest to goodness, I have never heard before, or since, I might add.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, that was fun.
What a good spoof.
So we did that one day.
That's good stuff. All right. Shall we finish up with a radio tale?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not the funniest one in the world, but it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
A friend of mine, mm-hmm, that I used to work with told me about a mishap at his little radio station he was working at.
Okay.
He worked for a little daytime station down in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Folks out in radio land, daytimers they go on the air when the sun comes up,
right,
and they have to sign off when the sun goes down. They're called daytimers. So usually you would come on about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Go off the air in the winter about 5:30 or 6. You know,
right.
It was a pretty short day.
Sure.
Anyway, this particular station was very small down in North Carolina, mm-hmm, very badly engineered, if it was engineered at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, every station was required to have a chief engineer.
Right.
But often that meant some guy down the road that fixed radios and TVs. All he had to have is a first-class license.
Sure.
Which was what was required by the FCC to be a radio station engineer. So anyway, because it was a part-time job, he might not come around very often. So you push a button and mm-hmm nothing would happen.
Okay.
Or maybe there was no button there at all. It had fallen off 3 days ago. And I've worked at a couple of stations that were pretty bad. Anyway, the station was so badly engineered that sometimes things just didn't go right.
Mm-hmm.
So one morning, my friend came in to sign the station on. And
okay.
What you do is you go back and you turn the transmitter on. Uh-huh. And then you turn on the studio equipment. And you sit down in front of the microphone, and you might run the Star Spangled Banner.
Sure.
Or maybe a rooster would crow.
Right.
There was a station up in Christiansburg. It's Rooster Canode was the guy who was the actual morning disc jockey. And the broadcast day would start with a rooster crowing. So he keyed the microphone, which means mm-hmm. he opened the mic, and he was very close to the mic.
Right.
To speak, and a large spark flew from the microphone to his nose. A spark that sent him backwards out of his chair onto the floor. So obviously something wasn't grounded properly. So instead of hearing something like, "Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, radio station WXYZ, now begins another broadcast day," all you hear is somebody wailing around on the floor, cursing like a sailor, using language that surely had never been heard before on those airwaves. It actually happened.
Oh, what a great story.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was him and not me. So that's it.
That's it.
We're going to put the wraps on this one.
Well, we are.
All right.
Well, another day in the studio here at our lavish studios here at Bullet Avenue and fashionable Southeast.
Yeah. Hey, we do appreciate you listening to Two Larrys and a Mic, and I hope you will click on subscribe if you like.
That's not much of a rim shot, is it? That's pretty pathetic.
And leave us a review, okay?
So, do they have to?
Well, only if it's good.
Well, I used to say when I was on public radio here for a while doing big band swing, I used to say, so remember, ladies and gentlemen, keep your cards and letters.
Yeah. Like I say, unless they're good. Otherwise, yeah, you're right. Keep them.
Lots of fun, Larry, as always.
Yes, indeed. Hey, thank you for listening. I'm Larry Dowdy.
I'm Larry Bly.
And Mike. Yeah. Thank you for joining us for Two Larrys.
Toodly-doo.
And a Mike.